KQED.
The wildfires in the North Bay have destroyed homes and lives, but they have also called up the hero in a lot of people. So we're going to talk this morning about heroes. On the night the Tubbs Fire blew down on the Coffee Park neighborhood of Santa Rosa, as some people fled the flames, some people stayed behind to try and help. KQED's Julia McAvoy tells us the story of one man who stayed behind and how some of those he helped were able to thank him.
Fran Bankston and her boyfriend had just finished a big roofing project on Sunday night. They had dinner, a glass of wine together, and they went to sleep. At 11, they smelled smoke. Fran closed the windows, and they went back to sleep.
About 1 o'clock, we heard this big thump. My boyfriend went up on the roof to check and make sure, because we were just re-roofing our house. We thought that shingles had blown off or something had gone wrong with the roof.
After checking the roof, Fran and her boyfriend got on the internet and saw there was a fire up north near her boyfriend's home.
And so he went to go check on his house and put the sprinklers on at 1. And I went back to sleep because I thought, okay, well, he's going to go save his house.
Across the street from Bankston, Donnie Riveras had woken up to a strong gust of wind. He called 911, went outside, and headed towards Hopper Avenue, one of the main streets running through Coffee Park.
And when I went down Hopper, I saw those families on the road, so I drove back, and all of Hopper's on fire. So then I came back around, started evacuating everyone in our neighborhood, and that took a long time.
Riveras started going door to door. The air was full of smoke. Embers were flying.
I knocked on quite a few doors that night.
Around 3 o'clock, Don came over, knocking on my door relentlessly until I got to the door. And he said, you've got 5 minutes. He said, grab what you can. He said, don't go towards the park. Head away from the park. The fire is coming from the park.
She grabbed her keys, jumped in her truck, and fled.
I'm standing here talking to you because he is my guardian angel.
There were others Riveras helped that night. People who didn't even know who he was. Anna Solano lives on Mocha Lane.
Our neighbors left at 1:30, and they didn't wake us up. So this young kid, 18-year-old, he looks like 18, he knocked on our door for like a minute and a half until we woke up, and this is about 2:30.
There's a video of this, taken off of Solano's security camera. Riveras pounding on the door, and in the back, the looming orange glow of the fire, the wind whipping a tiny flag in the yard.
Every house before I knocked on her door had answered the door, and that was the first house that I was worried about. And I pounded a little extra hard and waited till I got that little yell from upstairs, and that was good.
Solano and Riveras just met this Saturday for the first time after KQED posted the video online and lots of people identified Riveras. Solano lost her house, but she wanted to thank Riveras for saving her life. As for Riveras, he lost everything in his rental home, and he had to leave his truck behind that night because the battery died. But Riveras says he wasn't thinking about his possessions in that moment. He was thinking about his neighbors.
I didn't even think about anything, my money, my stuff, food, water, nothing. And it wouldn't have been fair. They could have died, and I don't think I would have been okay with going to sleep at night knowing that I could have knocked on a door or two.
Riveras went back to Coffee Park the next day to see if his truck survived. It's his prized possession, a big red Ford. The entire front is melted. You can't even see the grill. But somehow, the shiny paint job is untouched. And with a jump, it started. I'm Julia McAvoy, KQED News.